The Tigers are playing tonight. I never miss a game.
Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight.
Give me all you got! Give me all you got!
You know, I don't know how to do laundry, Stuart. I've been needing laundry lessons.
You're goddamn right.
Welcome to Comic-Con, the geek podcast for the rest of us.
All stormy. Bring back that song.
No, I've heard this.
Call my name through the cream and I'll hear you scream again.
John Denver?
Black hole sun,
won't you come?
Won't you come?
One of my favorite things to do is I'll look up like alternate takes of that song, you know, because since, you know, Mr. Cornell passed away tragically too soon a few years back, every now and then that's Spotify, say what you will about it, but that Spotify will have like some, they have like a lo-fi cover of the song that's like all instrumental, which is really neat. And then they have a few, like there's a Nora Jones cover out there floating around that's even more sad bastard than the original. Yeah, now yeah.
I should look for the cover of that song.
Yeah. Why do it later? Let's just play it right now. Let's find it right now and play it for the Kamikazes, huh? Mm. Start the night off right.
The Nora Jones one?
Ooh.
In disguise, no one
knows. I know that's right.
As the face lies the snake.
Hmm.
I hear it now.
Ooh, that vibrato. Oh, how can you not want to sing along, but you don't want to butcher it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, there it is. Oh.
No, I like that.
How could you not? Now, when she sings it, hell of a cover, right? Because the best covers are ones that they take the material and they like transpose it, you know? Doesn't she almost change the song completely?
A little bit, but it's still a hint of it, still there.
I mean, the melody's
I don't know what key is that. I don't know.
Oh, it's C. But it's like a C sharp. But the well, actually, I'm only assuming that because Soundgarden plays a lot of their songs in drop C instead of drop D. So I'm assuming she's in the C, but I could be wrong. But at the same time, what I love about it is like the tone almost changes, right? It almost becomes like a different animal, you know. It's got a different feel.
Yeah, it's definitely a different tone with her. Yeah,
you know. Oh, and that's the show, kids. Nora Jones covering Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun. Tune in next week where we'll be talking about Black Adam.
Black Hole Sun. We're gonna be talking about something black, and it ain't gonna be Adam.
It's not gonna be Adam, is it? Yeah. Can you remember where you were the first time you heard Black Hole Sun?
I was playing Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the first time you heard it.
That's the first time I heard it.
Circa what? That was like what? Late 90s, yeah. Early 2000s?
Nope. It was probably like 2010.
Damn. So you'd never heard it before?
Nope.
It was not on your radar?
Not on my radar. Black Holes and Evenflow. Yeah.
All that shit wasn't on your radar in the early 90s, huh?
Nope.
So what were you bumping in the early 90s then?
Some hardcore gangster rap.
Man.
That's why it's important to introduce music. You know,
absolutely.
So people don't know what they're missing. Like, people look at me crazy now because I say I mess with Hardy and Gojira and mm-hmm. Spirit Box, but mm-hmm. I'm like, that shit goes, dog.
It goes.
So open your ears up a little bit.
I'm very grateful for the eclectic group of friends I had growing up, because when somebody first put on 36 Chambers for me, mm-hmm. and the year was 1999, so I think it was a few years after the album dropped, I had never heard anything like that before. I had heard like rap songs on the radio. I had heard like Snoop. I had heard Tupac. I had heard Biggie. And I had heard them on MTV and shit, but I had never heard like rap like that. I never heard hip hop like that before in my life. Mm-hmm. And that shit just blew my mind open to a whole other world of shit out there. And then I became immersed in the Mos Def and Talib Kweli and Train of Thought. And that's, you know, like you said, it's important to stay open to different types, you know, different genres, different voices.
Yeah, I never was the type to just shut off.
You know? Nah.
I always have an open ear. Like, if it can make my leg move and make my head bob.
Right.
You got me.
If you can slap it. If you can slap that knee.
Yeah. I don't care what it is. It's good music to me.
Now, when you get older, have you noticed that, like, you listen to more and more, like, slow, sad bastard shit? Or do you... Because I find that on a drive home from work, I don't want to hear anything bumping. I want to hear something.
Yeah, that's it. So not to say it. I don't need much bass and hi-hat no more. I don't need it no more. I don't need the highs no more. I just need a good boom bap.
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom. That's all I need. Yeah. A boom bap. That's all I need. Nobody wants it now. Nobody wants boom bap now.
No, they don't.
I'll still take it.
I still like that live band sound, though. Like, I still like that root sound in that Tribe Called Quest sound, where you had, like, live instruments on the recording with them spitting verses.
Oh, you letting Nora sing it all the way through.
I'm just letting her go. I can't turn it off. I can't turn it off.
You let it ride.
Yeah, we're just doing our own thing tonight, you know?
Oh.
It's a freestyle show, you know? Freestyle.
It was right there. Black Hole Sun.
Is it killing the mood?
No.
Oh, okay.
I thought you had turned it off.
People forget that when we do the show, it's just us hanging out. Yeah.
I think we ought to get that going. Maybe like intro songs. It would just.
Yeah, just have it play.
Let it ride. Hopefully the copyright folks won't come get you.
I was going to ask you about that because, well, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
What?
I know legally, I think you can play up to 30 seconds of somebody's song before it gets
about
cold.
30 seconds.
But
and then after that, you get the message that we're coming to get you.
We've done more than 30 seconds so far.
Yeah,
but it's also a live version. This. Yeah, it's a live
she's
version.
Covering this, so it's not the song. So,
have you ever listened to an episode of this podcast all the way through, just to see like the end, just to hear the ending or anything like that?
Tools and Fuse.
Yeah, yeah. No. I don't usually always make it through all the way myself, but every now and then I surprise myself, right? No. wouldn't that be funny if I listened back to an episode and there was a voice at the end of the recording and it was like, good evening. Don't adjust your stereo if you're listening to this.
The world is under attack. Straight war of the worlds. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have much time. You need to leave the house, but not so much like a Morpheus way. Like I'm thinking like an old, like.
You want that Neeson.
Or who was the guy from Twilight Zone?
Oh, you want that Serling.
I want that Rod Serling.
You want that Rod.
Good afternoon. Don't adjust your stereo. Right. What you're about to witness will take you beyond worlds, beyond realms, quantum and non-quantum.
I think that's Amazing Stories you're talking about.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, I think
was that Rod Sterling also, or his cousin?
No, I think that was Roddenberry.
Gene Roddenberry actually narrated that joint?
No, not narrated, but I thought Roddenberry did Amazing Stories. I thought he produced Amazing Stories.
I thought Amazing Stories was a handful of people. Like, you had Lucas in the mix, you had Spielberg in the mix.
Maybe so.
You know?
Amazing Stories had Amazing Stories.
Hey, they had some good stories on there, man.
Some good stories.
You know?
That's the early days of
something. Right.
That was the Sci-Fi Channel. Then.
I guess that was sort of what Twilight Zone Reincarnate was supposed to be, correct? Not like they aimed it to
sorta,
be, yeah. But like, yeah. I mean, it was
kind of sort of. That's what it was.
But that new Twilight Zone you said don't fuck with.
You can't catch it. You Serling caught fire for those four seasons. I mean, and those five seasons of Twilight Zone can never reproduce that. You can't reproduce those stories.
The provocative, groundbreaking storytelling with the social commentary. How did it even get off the goddamn ground in an era that was arguably probably one of our most repressive eras?
That was a rough era too, and it was inclusive.
It was. That's what I'm saying. Like, how did it get?
Like they hit a lot of issues
right
at the time, and it was a twist to it. But the way Serlin and the other writers of Twilight Zone produced that show, it made everything made sense for that time.
Is there a show right now in our lifetime? Well, not even our lifetime, but I guess currently in the last 10, 15 years to now, do you think that's been even close to something like that with like not only inventive storytelling, but just the provocativeness and the
what Black Mirror is close.
Oh yeah, of course.
Black Mirror is fucking close.
Black Mirror is probably, yeah. I don't know why I didn't go to that right away. That's striking vipers. You mean the true story of James Powell and Nick Stevens?
Yeah, that's okay. True stuff. That's hard hitting stuff to make a story like that.
And for the folks at home just that don't know that episode, like, what would you tell them?
Like it's actually for if you just have it's for those gamers and it's for those guys that have really really close buddies.
It's for those guys that have really close buddies.
Close buddies.
Like raw dogs.
Just raw dogs. Right.
Right.
And it's a good episode though. It's my favorite.
How far would you go? Right? Oh, I'm asking you. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, for what? Oh, in that episode?
I'm saying the Avatar was pretty hot.
Get down to it. Was it gay? That's all it is.
No.
Was it gay? It wasn't a gay. It wasn't a gay. One guy wanted to be the girl. The other guy wanted to be the guy.
Right.
It wasn't gay.
No. Not that there's anything wrong with it if it was.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. They didn't call each other names. They didn't say Jesse and Joe. They said, let's do this.
They didn't say Joe and Jesse.
We're both going to get off.
We're both going to get off. And it's not over until we both get our cookies, right?
What did you say? We're both going to get off. Right.
Was I too enthusiastic on that one?
Just raising the question, right? Like,
right.
There was no feelings outside of the game.
Right.
Right. It's only when you play the game.
Right.
And that's what that jerk mate shit is for.
And it's not my. Tell the folks at home that don't know what jerk mate is. There might be some.
Jerk mate. Come in 30 seconds.
Watch this video.
And it'd be some fox lady, half right. Mutant, getting fucked by Barney from The Simpsons.
Didn't take us long to regress ourselves, right? I mean, we started off with some provocative.
We were going with Twilight Zone, right? We were in Twilight Zone.
You ever go through the drive-thru? I don't know. Maybe you're picking up a double cheeseburger from that Mickey D's, you know? Because your little one in the back wants that Happy Meal.
Mm, the ultimate shitter.
First, you're not going to get yourself anything, right? Because you're like, no, I'm taking care of myself. I'm getting older, so I'm trying not to eat this stuff anymore.
But, I've never said that.
I know. I was trying to.
I can't turn down.
I was trying
I can't turn down a McDonald's fry.
I was trying to put on airs, but it does hit every now and then. I try not to eat it all the time, you know, the high sugars and whatnot.
Oh, you gosh.
But every now and then, you know, you're like, well, fuck it. I'll get two and a side card of nuggies and see what happens, you know?
Of course.
You know? And you ever go through the drive-thru and like, you know, maybe somebody's taking your order and they're smiling at you and you're smiling at them. And I mean, they may or may not have some piercings or tattoos or something. And they're young, but old enough to have piercings and tattoos. I don't know. You ever wonder where the rest of the day is going to go?
I'll one-up you better.
Okay, help me out.
To piggyback, if I can, off your gazing into a, you know, teenager's eyes at McDonald's.
Oh, God.
I ordered a pizza last night from the local pizzeria down the street from me. I don't know if any of the kamikazes, you know about this chain, but it's a little pizzeria, Domino's. I don't think too many folks know about it.
Domino's.
Domino's.
Dormammu, you came to bargain.
Came to bargain. And I kind of know the routine now on Sunday nights that a certain delivery driver that has a race car, you know, and who knows if you work at Domino's, you know, if you fucking work at Domino's, you got to be of age, right? You know, she shouldn't be worried that a tall 6'3 black man isn't just going to take her into his house and not let her out. Because she's hot. She was hot. I'm not going to lie to her. She delivers. She delivers the pizzas on Sundays. She's hot. I don't know what she is. I don't know what she is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. For everything. But the chick is hot. The pizza delivery chick is hot. She has a pretty smile. She has a decent enough face for this area. And she matches everything a spank bang porno is. You know, it matches the scenario. I'm just saying.
The scenario does match. So I think that's what it is. It's what's the scenario. You know what I'm saying? That's what it comes down to. It's what's the scenario. It's
BBC versus pizza delivery girl.
And I'm assuming small. Yes. Small pizza delivery girl.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. She's hot. Mm. Like, I know we both had our interactions with the, you know, the Panda Express girl prior to
right. In
prior years.
The DoorDash.
The DoorDash, yeah.
That was back in the archives. Check out our old episodes. I would think that was our...
Who knows? This is a callback.
It's a callback. Go back to the archives. It's a
callback.
We had a DoorDash delivery driver.
So I understand what you're going through when you see piercings and those things. Because I went through it last night.
Well, it's also, there's a sense of this, right? And it's so sad, and it's so true, but so sad at the same time. And I hope that any female listeners out there that are getting ready to dial the men in white coats and take us away.
Oh, they're not going to be in white coats. They're going to be the law enforcement coming to get us.
No, but I hope they understand that I recognize, and I'm fully cognizant of just how stupid and insane this is. But it goes back to, it's that, you know, and maybe it's just because, like,
it's tender.
Please stop. Oh, so please stop. Oh, God.
Tender.
It's the stupidity of, like, oh, I'm just a dad, you know? Hey, I'm just a dad doing my dad things. And then...
Just a 40-year-old dad.
Right, just a 40-year-old dad. And by God, somebody smiles at me. You know?
Makes my dick tingle. Oh, we're going to jail. I'm watching those SVU to know. You never know. And when they give you a smile, you know, like these old fuck ass ladies, these old hags, they don't smile at you no more because they've been ran through.
Oh, shit. Well, hey. On the flip side of that, I also kind of like it when you get like the old black lady in the drive thru and every word other word is baby. I actually still like that. When you're like, okay, baby, what else you want, baby? All right, baby. What else you need, baby? Yeah, baby. All right, baby. And I'm like, ew, I am baby. I do like it. No, you don't like it.
I don't
know. I would like it.
I would have taken baby from this hot 18-year-old last night. That's
But instead, all you got was that, oh, all right, good night.
Yeah, that's it. Because they're not thinking about you. They're not thinking about it.
Good night. Bye.
Right.
Do you even get a, oh, what are you watching in there? Dr. Pimple Popper? Can I come in?
You want to come in?
That was too... Dude, no, stop. Nobody can see your face because this is audio, but that your face when you invited her in, it was too real. Like, I felt like I was there because you were like, you want to come in? Like, it was almost like...
Let me tell you, because now we're getting real, Nick.
Let's get real. We don't have anything to talk about.
If that motherfucker would have said that shit to me last night.
It's on.
It's on. There will be no stopping it.
Until you see the high school parking pass slide out the back.
Until I see the hall pass in her Letterman jacket. You talking about, hey, what you watching? Hey, come on in.
No, dude. Closing time, James?
Have a seat on the couch. Aegon Targaryen Johnson.
Aegon Targaryen Johnson.
Holy shit.
We gotta scrap this whole thing.
That's gotta be scrapped.
The whole thing.
Oh, I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad because she's hot. I don't give a fuck. She's hot.
Keep it in? Okay, keep it in.
She's hot. The girl that delivers pizzas on Sundays to my house. And it's a random Sunday. This is not every Sunday, but she, right. I know when she pulls up.
You just happen to order pizzas on Sundays. It's cool.
And, you know, I just happen to shave, get ready for that, you know? I try to look good for her.
I'll make it worse. I'll get you out of the doghouse. I'll make it worse.
Oh, no.
I'll come up there next Sunday so I can see.
Come on. Hey, you want to come in? Hey, you want to come in? Meet my buddy Nick. He has a few cold ones in the fridge.
Oh, God.
Man, do you know how fast we would be on Dateline for shit like that?
But then the guy comes and he's like, so, you invited her in. Did you know how old she was?
Man, no. What a story. You know, I think we make big news.
Well, we want the podcast to get out there, right?
Yeah, 40-year-old podcasters invite.
You don't have to say it. You didn't have to say it. You didn't have to say the words. You could have said anything. You didn't have to say the words.
The headline.
Listen, here's the deal, right?
And because I don't know if you watch SVU, but after the deed is done, they fade up. They fade to black, and then they fade into the next morning. And
they do.
The girl is all disheveled and stuff.
And I can't look. First of all, let's be real. Look, we got kids. That kind of stuff, you know. That show. You watch that show, and you're like, okay, all right. No way. You know what I'm saying? No, sir. Not on my shift.
Yeah, but they say at the beginning of the show, straight out the headlines. Disclaimer, I'm not going to invite the Domino's girl in. Just
Full disclaimer.
You're not going to talk to the McDonald's Pierce thing.
No, I invited her on the podcast. She said no. But we want the podcast numbers to grow. And I think what a better way than to get, you know, young people on the show to really, you know, it's like,
Young people here to rock the vote.
We're trying to rock the vote. That's all. Midterms are around the corner.
We want to rock the vote.
Look, we could talk about Targaryen sandwiches. We could talk about dragons. We could talk about quantum mania left and right. But what is.
We should have been talking about those things. We should have been.
But I was in a mood.
We're taking too long to segue.
It is too long to segue. It's too late now. Now that we've taken too long to say, sometimes if you don't segue soon enough, you get lost.
You get lost. You go just down like the dark path.
Janet Van Dyne said it herself. She said, "Don't Scott Lang, whatever you do, don't get stuck in a time loop or a time hole."
You've been sending fucking signals to the quantum
right,
realm.
Right.
Are you stupid?
It's time for Rick Moranis to shrink these motherfuckers.
It is still within the Disney.
It is.
Lot, though,
it is. It totally is. That's what I thought of when the whole damn family got shrunk down.
I would take Rick Moranis in Quantum Mania.
Wouldn't you, though? He comes out of retirement for that Disney money.
All right. And he offers the suggestion. That's all I want. That's all right. I want.
Well, I shrunk my kids before, and I blew up my kid that one time. And then I think there was a direct-to-DVD or VHS threequel where I shrunk everybody one more time.
You ever want to touch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
I would totally touch Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I Shrunk the Kids. It was all right.
I loved it as a kid. I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I bet my son would watch it, and I bet he'd love it.
Horrible way to, invite that aunt, you know?
But they befriended that ant, remember?
And that fucking scorpion in that yard killed the fuck out of him too,
man. Oh, yeah, he did. He died. That was sad. Fucked me up a little bit.
It did fuck me up. Because he didn't have those sound effects.
No, he whimpered too. Hey. He's like,
right. He didn't have that. No. I ain't never heard no ant say that shit.
No. I mean, we can't hear it with our ears.
Right.
I bet you Scott Lang hears all the ants dying.
Yeah, he definitely hears it.
You know?
He definitely hears it.
What was the name of the ant that died? Huh? Sorry?
We're looking at February.
We're looking at February for Quantumania.
All right. All right. This will be following the Black Panther then.
I believe it's the first. Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's the first movie of Phase 5.
Phase 5. All right.
And buddy, dude, sir, I think it looks fantastic.
Looks good so far.
I mean, that Kang. How about that Kang, huh?
Gotta see where we pick up with Kang and what purpose is Bill Murray serving in this.
From everything that I'm looking at and what I've kind of read on the edges of the internet, he's an acquaintance or a former, perhaps even former lover of Janet Van Dyne, because she was stuck in that quantum realm for years.
Years, right.
Years. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I remember in that D23 footage, he was like, Janet Van Dyne, and that Bill Murray was giving him his classic, you know, the way he looked at Sigourney Weaver in Ghostbusters,
mm-hmm.
you know, when he was dancing in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted her so bad.
That Peter Venkman.
Mm. Yeah. Peter Venkman also had students come over. Remember, he was doing tests on them and he would.
I think they were in college.
Okay. All right. Well.
They definitely were. They attended that school he worked at. Unlike us.
Well, we could always go back to school.
We might as well be, you know, have little fangs come out our jaws, and, you know. that's what we are. Predators.
Oh, I was going to say Dracula's?
No.
Oh. No, predators.
Just predators.
No, but we get the whole Pym family and the Scott Lang family this time around with Cassie. She's mm-hmm. in the mix now. You know, of course, oh shit, what's her name? What the hell's her name?
Oh, Wasp?
Yeah, Wasp. What's her name?
I just Hope.
Hope Van Dyne. Hope Van Dyne's in the mix. What were you gonna say? Go ahead.
I would just say the girl from Lost.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say the girl that thought COVID wasn't real.
She still does.
She still doesn't. Yeah. But yeah, the whole gang's back, and I gotta say, it looks great. The tone of it feels great. And I'm pretty sure at one point I saw at least 5 Ant-Men running around in that trailer.
I saw that too, yeah.
And they were doing that Reed Richards Mr. Fantastic move after Wanda fried his ass and turned him into Play-Doh. So I don't know if we're going to get a little bit of that with, like, the, you know, multiverses and stuff like that. Or hopefully
we get some a little closure from Loki then.
Well, that's my thing. I don't know if you... Did you see that thing recently? Somebody lined up the end of WandaVision with the end of Loki. And when Scarlet Witch goes full Scarlet Witch, when Wanda goes full Scarlet Witch, it syncs up perfectly with when the man at the end of time, or whatever he was calling himself, Jonathan Majors, stopped seeing the future. And it was the end of the timelines. And when all the timelines are converging... I think all of that's in there for a reason. I think all of that's going to line up and sync up, like you said, with the end of Loki, end of WandaVision. I think all of that syncs up.
Right. You know what I mean? I think up until now, a lot of the TV shows haven't linked to nothing.
No, they haven't. They haven't.
Right.
And I think we'll get Loki season 2. I think we'll get it. Next summer. So Loki season 2 will take place after Quantumania. So we're getting the evil Kang introduced in this one. And man, when I saw him hovering with that headgear and that costume.
Mm-hmm. You like the costume?
Oh, I love it.
Right.
Well, I love the character too. I mean, and I'm not talking about the old school character from the old school Avengers comics. He was kind of, he had a little bit of corniness, but the, you know, he was just like, you know, he just traveled timelines and tried to conquer different timelines. And that was kind of his deal. But in the newer run from just like the last 2 years, and I can't remember who the fuck wrote it, but I think Mike D'Amato did the artwork, and it was phenomenal. And it's a young Kane. It's a young Nathaniel Richardson, whose last name, I think it's Nathaniel Richards, rather, who's a descendant of Reed Richards. He goes back in time as young Nathaniel Richards to try to stop the old Kang from becoming old Kang. And then unfortunately he becomes old Kang anyway. But it's wonderful storytelling. He goes back through time, and each time he's going back, he's trying to change things, much like another familiar hero of ours from popular lore. But he just can't seem to make things right, you know. So Sam Beckett was able to change people's lives for the better every time he leaped. But Nathaniel Richards, not so much.
Nathaniel Richards, you said descendant. So a descendant of Richards, not an actual.
Well, I meant that the other way around. I think Reed Richards would technically then be a descendant of Nathaniel Richards.
Nathaniel Richards. Oh, okay. All right.
Right? Descendant is somebody who comes first.
After. Right.
Just kidding. Nathaniel Richards is a descendant.
So he came after Reed.
Yeah, because he's in the future. And that's in the future. And he's in a utopian future where everything is just perfect. And humanity hasn't, this is in that current run. And humanity hasn't evolved. They haven't gone any further with anything. They haven't progressed with anything because everything's just a utopia and there's no strife, there's no conflict. So without any of that, nobody's, you know, rose above anything else. Nobody's had a need to rise above anything else. So he's bored and he decides to go back in time and find conflict. And then he finds an older version, a variant of himself, the evil Kang, and he tries to stop him, but ultimately just ends up becoming him. Spoilers, kids. And it's really great. And I think that's what they're borrowing a lot of that source material from, what I can tell, for this version of Kang. And I think instead of like the Beyonder and the Secret Wars we're going to get that 2015 Secret War where it's all these multiverses converging.
Mm-hmm.
And Kang will be in the mix and hopefully a Doctor Doom at some point. I mean, I don't know. You know me. I mean, fucking alternate realities, time, space, quantum realms, shit. I'm in.
The latest thing is they're looking at Kylo Ren.
I've heard that. How do you feel about that?
Kylo Ren could be Doctor Doom. I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah. I can dig that.
It's not like he's not used to wearing a mask.
Yeah, it worked perfectly. He's already in the universe.
Should he do the Kylo Ren voice under that mask?
But did he have a Kylo Ren voice?
You know what I mean, when he's like, puts the lotion.
Wasn't that more modulator, whatever it is, in the mask? I think because he just had he was kind of erratic sometimes when he was talking.
Yeah, you're right. He was. Do you want a modulator behind the Doctor Doom?
Always want a modulator.
Mm.
Always want a modulator. I want Batman to have a modulator. I don't want to hear a real voice.
Right.
That's why Affleck is still, you know, getting his balls cuffed. You know, he had a modulator.
People didn't like it.
I thought people did like it.
Oh, I loved it. But you're saying he's getting his balls cuffed.
Yeah, yeah. People are still cuffing him.
You know? Oh, cuffing him. Yeah. Not cuffing him with handcuffs. Cupping them. Gotcha.
Cuffing them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought she said cuffing them like they were, you know.
Cupping them.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, all right.
He's still getting fondled for being Batman.
Yes, and rightfully so, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just went back through Begins. I know you don't go through Begins that much.
I'm actually going through the Batman cartoon.
Good for you.
Yeah. You don't mess with that. You don't mess with that cartoon.
I don't like that animation.
You don't like that Joker.
Ah, that dreadlock Joker's got to go. I'm with you when it comes to Fear the Batman, or whatever the hell it was called.
Beware the Batman.
Right. And I even let you know I love that Batman Brave and the Bold.
I know you like that, but you don't mess with the Batman.
I don't.
Had a lot of interesting stories.
I don't. Anytime you put the in front of Batman, I don't tend to mess with it that much.
Oh man, that's the best. I think that's how you're supposed to do it.
No, I think you're supposed to just have Batman by itself. No,
it has to be.
And then when he
man,
I don't know, man. If you take that the away, you just have Batman. And then when he comes back, what do you say? He returns. I love it. The first time I ever heard that title, Returns, instead of two, Batman Part Two, Batman Two, you know, no, Batman Returns. Brilliant. Whoever came up with that title, I hope he had the longest, strongest blowjob of all time.
I mean, but you just said you went through Begins.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sewer scene, like, it would make sense that Crane says, you know who's here. He was like, the Batman.
He does say the Batman. You're right. You're right.
And it wouldn't have been as dramatic if he had just said Batman.
You're right. You're right. So I, you know, correction, caveat. I like it when the villains say the Batman.
Right.
I don't care to see it on the marquee.
I take it the marquee. I want to see it all the way. Like, I want to see it. If you just have one name, I want to see a the in front of it. Mm. The Wolverine.
Oh, okay. How about how about the Captain America?
See, but that doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work, does it?
It doesn't work like that because he's not a like an object. He's a person. Person. Like this, like the Batman.
What about the Catwoman?
You can say the Catwoman. You can say the Superman.
Could you say this, the Superman?
I think I don't you know can get away with saying the Superman.
I don't know if it flows as well.
He is the Superman.
The Man of Steel.
The Man of Steel. Clark Kent is the Superman.
So Kal-El's back. Hank Cavill dropped that officially. Did you see his story?
Hmm?
He gave a little thank you to all the fans. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
He said, thanks for hanging in there. Don't worry, I'm going to beat Dwayne Johnson's ass.
Right. I'm back.
what's your proposed title for a sequel? Not Man of Steel 2, you know.
Well, Man of Steel 3, huh?
Well, I guess it's 2.
It can't be 2 then.
Well, I guess it's technically 2 because Dawn of Justice didn't count because it was Batman v Superman.
That's what it was called?
Yeah, so Man of Steel, the second Man of Steel should be something else, right? What would you call it? Last Son of Krypton? No.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I do like that,
though. And I don't want a versus either.
I don't want a versus either.
Yeah.
Do you just call it Superman?
Nope, you don't want to call it.
Do you call it the Superman?
You probably call it the Superman. Because it's just been Man of Steel this whole time.
Not Man of Tomorrow? You don't like that?
I never heard Man of Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Superman. Yeah.
Oh, Superman. Okay.
Kill Superman.
Yeah.
That Nuclear Man voice.
You're right. The villains don't call him the Superman. They always say kill Superman, but the villains and Batman call him the Batman.
Yeah, because you pretty much know who Superman is. Like, the villains know that.
Oh, you
know?
The Batman.
He's not a mystery.
I think it's because he's a dude. He's just a dude. At the end of the day, he could engage 6 people, but Ra's al Ghul taught him to engage 600. So he's a man doing these incredible feats, you know? He's training on the ice. That montage still stands the test of time. I don't care who you are, you know? And they see him and they go, the Batman, you know? The only one that wasn't really intimidated by him when he saw him was Ra's al Ghul himself when he said, wow, you took my thing for the theatricality a bit literally.
Mm-hmm.
A bit on the nose, you know? Have you noticed that? Like, other people would see him for the first time and be like, oh, shit. But not Roz. Actually, I take that back. Bane wasn't intimidated either.
He just straight up said, Mr. Wayne.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That the works for
it does.
For some characters. I'll say that.
Right.
The Black Panther.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Speaking of the and Black Panther. That Black Adam grossed $145 million globally.
That's still not bad.
Not bad. That Black Panther 2, on pre-sale tickets alone, $175 million U.S. only. So, don't get it twisted, folks.
It's no surprise.
Thanks for coming out, Black Adam.
Like The light at the end of the tunnel of Black Adam is that people want to see a Dr. Fate movie now.
Really?
And I'm glad for that.
The finger is on the pulse.
Right. People want to see a Dr. Fate movie. And I want to see 007 pull this off.
You haven't seen Black Adam yet, correct?
No, I'm not in a rush.
And you're not in a rush for Wakanda Forever?
Not really.
Not going to see it opening weekend.
I probably won't see opening weekend. I am.
Not even for the cast.
Excited to see Namor, finally.
Okay. All right.
I've always wanted to see Namor.
Okay.
And so I'm excited to see that from Black Panther. Cause like still, I don't know where we're going.
I honestly think they're
from leaving to phase four to go to phase five. Where are we going?
I think we're losing some characters and I think we're getting new characters.
Okay.
Like I really do, going back to Quantumania, there's some theories online saying that Scott Lang might die in this movie.
Good.
And I don't know if he'll die, but I do think something catastrophic might happen to the point where Cassie Lang survives and joins the Young Avengers down the line along with Hawkeye's protege and Black Widow's protege.
That's what I'm waiting for. When are we going to start teaching the young kids the stuff now?
They haven't announced it, but I just feel like that seems to be like the breadcrumbs, you know? Right. And also just, it looks like with this last Ant-Man movie, it looks like the stakes have to be raised a certain amount because we haven't had that in the phase four movies.
Nope.
Like, I thought multiverse was going to be the, oh, shitstorm.
That's what I thought.
And for a minute, it looked like it was like, she was taking out motherfuckers. She killed those variants, but then it just all wrapped itself up until the very end when he had to jump into the dark dimension with Charlize. But,
right. But
I don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, I feel like something's got to give. You're right. Maybe it was Shuri taking on the Black Panther mantle and, you know. And I think maybe it's also a jumping pad for, or a jump-off point for Ironheart, you know. No, we don't care. There's not as much hype on those characters, perhaps. But also because we didn't grow up with them. Those are like new wave characters, you know. So they're passing the torch, so to speak.
Okay.
We still got Moon Knight and Daredevil.
Okay.
You know. It's always great when we got a podcast going, you're like, okay, all right, okay.
I don't know, am I missing something nowadays? What am I missing?
I don't know what you're missing.
People aren't excited, and I get that. I'm not excited about anything.
You're not excited
it's
about
not
Ant-Man?
It's not like it used to be.
Oh, man, I'm excited about Ant-Man. I'm excited about Wakanda Forever.
But if you're telling me Ant-Man is just going to be just another multiverse where I'm not going to get nothing.
I think we're going to get some shit. I think it's going to link into the Loki thing. Uh-huh. And we're going to not only see it, cause it's not just a multiverse, it's like parallel dimensions and all kinds of shit. And I like the idea that they've been down there that whole time. And I like the idea that he has to recruit Scott Lang to like steal something. I mean, granted, it's not so much recruiting. He's holding somebody he cares about ransom. Still, I like that, you know?
You like that?
Yeah. Especially if he has to, like, steal that chair for him, you know? That floating chair that King sits on.
Is that a name for a chair? For that chair?
No.
I don't know. Darkseid has a name for his chair, right?
What's the name of the chair in the Final Crisis? It's like the Monolith or some shit? The Monitor?
That's the...
Isn't it the Monitor that has the chair and the Anti-Monitor's the...
I thought the Anti-Monitor had the chair.
Hmm. The Viva Antifada? I don't know, something.
I don't know, but it'll take you to Taco Bell and back.
It sure will.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get it. You're a little worn down.
I'm not worn down.
You're looking up Pornhub right now as we speak.
I'm not worn down.
You know?
I'm trying to figure if I can find the Domino's girl. But
you're getting that pizza delivered tonight?
Might as well. Oh. I'm going to take your advice. Hey, you want to come in for a few drinks, for a few brewskis? That's what you said.
Why is it got to be a few brewskis, though? Like, how old? She's like, what? Hey, I got some leftover pizza. I can nuke it in the microwave.
Nuke it?
What?
Hey, you want to watch? You want to watch the HBO Max?
Hey, come on.
Make sure I add the.
Hey, you want to watch the HBO Max or you want to watch the YouTube? They got those YouTube shorts now.
Hey, what's the latest on the TikTok?
Right.
Phase five.
You want to jump? You want to jump? What do you know about the Marvel? What do you know about the Marvel Cinematic Universe? You want to come up here? I wasn't done. I was going to keep going.
You were going to keep. You want to keep our attention?
Right.
How many piercings do you have?
Right. How many piercings?
Show me your tattoo, I'll show you mine.
What big eyes you have.
Right.
She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say.
I almost called emergency services by accident. That's how, you know, when you talk about being old, when you're just trying to play a song off your phone on the mic and you hit too many buttons at once and you accidentally call emergency services. I have to like stop calling.
Let them know that you're not going to let the girl go.
Right. I don't know why I said right.
I'm not going to let her go out of fight.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, sir. Are you remotely hyped on that House of Dragones? Season 2?
Oh, most definitely. Most effing definitely.
Did you see that coming, the ending?
I didn't see that coming with one of the spoilers, one of the princes being taken out so fast. But she should have known better than to send him out with the Tesla dragon, and you got Aemon driving a whole 18-wheeler dragon.
He's got that 18-wheeler dragon, that Optimus Prime dragon.
Like, I was wondering what that was the kid was looking at when he got off his little bike.
Yeah, I thought it was Gojira.
I thought it was a sea monster.
Right. Just a lonely sea monster just hanging out but not fucking with anybody.
I was like, okay, Game of Thrones, they should introduce some new creatures.
No, I knew it was the big dragon, but for some reason I didn't connect it with Eyepatch Dude. And right. I keep forgetting he rode that dragon shortly before he lost the damn eye, because we didn't see him on there.
I just love his look. That's Aemon Targaryen. I think that's how those fuckers look.
He looks like an anime character.
He looks like an anime character,
and he's straight up anime, especially when he has the hood too.
And his that blue eye, yeah, that set everything off.
But he ultimately was just trying to fuck with him, right?
He was just trying to scare him.
Right.
But that dragon said, you ain't just finna, you know, blow smoke in my face like that, little guy.
Which I thought it was a good callback to the king in the beginning of the season. I don't know if you remember, but he was like, you know, the illusion is that we control the dragons, but that's not it. We don't control the dragons at all. Like, these motherfuckers got a mind of their own.
Right.
You know, we ride them. They let us ride them. Mm. But we don't control these motherfuckers. And I like that because, let's be honest, I mean, a show is fantastical and we can suspend our disbelief all we want, but these dragons, that big mother, like you said, that huge fucking Gojira-sized dragon, he ain't going to be fucking listening to skinny eye patch.
One little person on an inch of his back.
Right, an inch of his back. Thank you. One right. scale, right.
But I tell you what, though, just to call back to the original GOT,
mm-hmm.
Those dragons didn't mean shit to that Night King, though.
No, they did not.
I tell you that, though.
No, they did not.
That's how come we got to get ready for this long winter, whenever it's coming. Because that motherfucker threw a dagger at a dragon, and he woke his ass up.
Sure did.
Yeah. Sure That's did. How bad that motherfucker is.
Bad motherfucker.
Yeah. But
Are you happy with the season overall?
I'm satisfied. I am satisfied. Yeah. No disappointments from House of Dragons. They did what they were supposed to do. They wasn't trying to take over the game.
Right.
No. They're just trying to, you know, add a new block. And they did.
Well, and it's also like a more specific, like, hey, by the way, Game of Thrones is all these families vying for the Iron Throne. And then this show is a family tearing itself apart from the throne, you know?
Right.
An incestuous family, but still a family.
Right.
And did we need all those miscarriages, though?
We didn't need all the miscarriages.
We did not need all
that. I didn't get the purpose. I didn't get the purpose of that.
That last one, I have to fast forward a lot of, like, just childbirth in general on film. I think I told you this before. I cannot do it. I have to fast forward anytime a woman is pushing a baby. And it's not just like, I mean, I tried to watch that Call the Midwife show with my wife, you know, and every other episode is like a baby being born, but it's like in a time when babies had a hard go at it, you know. Mm-hmm. I thought they had a hard go at it back then, but shit, Game of Thrones? God damn. I don't know what would be worse, being born during the era of dragons or in the Wild West. I don't know. Probably in the era of dragons.
Probably in the era of dragons, I would think. At least you had whiskey. You had whiskey in the Wild West.
That's true. All they had was wine in Westeros.
Right.
And not necessarily any clean sheets.
Miscarriages in this show.
A lot of miscarriages, at least three.
All right.
And then mothers dying at pregnancy.
Yeah, but like I said, I didn't know the purpose it served in the season finale. Because we only really got to see Rhaenyra's side of this whole thing. We didn't go back to the keep.
No, we didn't.
So, I didn't see one of the princes dying. I felt there was something coming. I felt that it was going to probably be something that Daemon does. But
me too. I kept looking.
I thought he was just going to head to, you know, King's Landing and just blow the whole shit up, you know?
Right.
But, you know, he went down there singing Benny Mardones to his dragon in old Valyrian.
They were singing. You know what he reminded me of? Like that Icelandic lullaby that those hot chicks were singing to Aquaman as he sunk beneath the waters.
Ah. That was the best scene for him to get in the water.
Man. And you know he ran through that whole village.
He had to. He's been up there that whole time.
Something else I've been thinking about in terms of running through. They introduced Scar in She-Hulk. My wife and I, as you know, we were watching that show pretty religiously every week, you know. It's very rare that she gets into this stuff with me. So when she does, it's like exciting for me, you know. And she's like, so who's that? I was like, that's Hulk's son. She's like, but how? I was like, oh, so apparently on his time when he was on the planet Sakaar, you know, when he was with Thor and Ragnarok running around, he must have knocked somebody up.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife brought up a really good point. She said, well, wasn't he like mindless and fucking crazy? Like full-blown Savage Hulk?
And he was just chilling in the hot tub, remember?
So you think he just had like ladies, just like...
Yeah, he just had concubines.
Concubines, okay. So right. It's the son of a concubine.
Right, I would think so. They treated him like a king.
But do you think they really treat him like a king, or were they ordered to treat him like a king, if you catch my drift?
I think they were ordered to treat him like a king.
Okay, so I guess it's kind of like Westeros all over again. It's the son of a whore.
Yeah.
Concubine, sorry.
He's a bastard.
But they're not going to say that on Disney Plus.
Nope, not going to catch that.
In fact, they'll probably introduce the mother as like a fond love interest.
And she better be a Hulk. Because now I'll have questions.
All right, let's go further with this. Because if she's a regular concubine, like a regular sized woman, let's just say sized entity with female anatomy.
He should have tore her apart. He should have split her in two.
I'm just saying.
He should have split her in two. Everybody because we've all seen the Hulk's cut.
It's
all over porn.
Half the time we Google it.
Right.
You know? Huh? We've seen it, folks. Let's not stand on ceremony here.
It's hooked.
I mean, look, let's be honest. Okay? A lot of people were upset with how Scar, whatever the hell his name is, how he looked. They thought he was too Gumby-ish. They thought he was too snorkelish. They thought he was too Shrek-ish, too cartoonish. Nobody's talking about where this goddamn kid came from.
He did look like Shrek.
I will give it to you with no trivia, straight from Bolivia. I think he looked a little cartoony.
Yeah.
A little too DreamWorks, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that I'm very curious as to where he came from. Do I need to see a whole movie about it?
It's only beneficial to those people that know Scar, then, I guess.
I mean, people have already done like different renderings. Like, this is how he would look like with long hair. This is how he would look like with an eye patch. Not a woman! I don't know. Why be biased? You know? That kind of shit doesn't usually bother me, though.
I think I've seen him with an eye patch.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think in the animated series, he had the long hair, that Hulk smash shit.
Hulk smash, all right.
But I didn't know he was his actual son, because I don't follow Hulk like that.
Mm.
And the World War Hulk series, that run, that comic run, I don't know if I've ever read that all the way through.
Mm.
Is that the same as Planet Hulk or whatever?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I should mess with Hulk more, but I don't know what part of Hulk's story interests me.
Right. I know old man Logan, he had sex with Jennifer Walters, and they had an incest cousins.
Right.
And old man Logan had to tear through him. If you don't know, you Googs kids.
Or you just borrow a book.
Or just borrow a book and hold on to it for a while. She's just 16.
What did you tell me? What did you tell me? Hey, you want to read these? Here.
I forgot how it happened. You know what? I was so excited to have a new friend. I was just so excited to have a new friend on the playground that I like, you know, and you had talked about comics. I brought those in for you to read. And it doesn't bother me that I never saw him again because we still hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, even if we never like, huh? What?
Huh?
Even if we never hung out again, the fact that you could theoretically in another parallel world go on to like become something else and live another life without me, you'd still have those books and you would look at them fondly and think of me.
Right. I'll you know? Treat them just like the almanac from Back to the Future 2.
Easy now. It depends. Are you going to treat it like Marty McFly treated it, or are you going to treat it like Biff Tannen did?
I'm going to treat him like Biff Tannen did.
You motherfucker. That shit has. What did he say to him?
Yeah. And he told me some kid and some crazy scientists would come looking for it. I didn't think it'd be you.
God.
That Back to the Future 2. That Biff Tannen.
Oh shit.
Biff Tannen.
That's where the night left us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've been going on for about an hour, right? What else is there?
Miners, yeah.
Well, look, back to Westeros. That's where it comes from, right? That fascination.
Oh, that's where it comes from. That's where me lusting after Domino's girl and you lusting after
There's no lusting over McDonald's here. Chicken. Everybody calm down. We're all jokes. It's just fiction here. I'm just saying, but that's where that tabooism comes
from. Ah.
You know, because back in the day, that's what they did.
Mm, that's what R. Kelly told the jury. You got it made then. If that's your answer.
Listen, Your Honor.
I rest my case.
Just because I'm not gonna go any further with that. Sometimes a joke is a joke and a joke is a joke. And you just leave it like that. Leave it where it lies. Should we just recant this whole episode?
Leave her where she lies. I mean, come on, we've said worse. We have done worse. We've kidnapped little Asian girls and put them in the basement, right?
Hey, that was one time. And they were legal.
And I think that was a celebration show, too. So
it was a celebration show. Celebration!
Because you don't want to be an old man later on and, you know.
Filled with regret.
Then your dick ends up, you know, being Bane because you still want to live a young life.
No, you don't want to be an old man. No,
your dick is saying, you fight like a younger man with nothing held back.
Honorable?
Admirable.
Oh, admirable.
But mistaken.
Ah, yes. I was wondering which one would break first. Your spirit? Can we do that one more time? This time I want you to hold out. Just do your best to hold out the right before he. Go ahead, lay it on me.
You want me to just hold it?
Hold it, but do the whole thing, but hold that. Oh, yes. You know, just give it to me.
Oh, you want that?
I want the lead up to it.
Oh, yes. I was wondering what would break first. Your spirit?
Lay it on me.
Oh, your body.
I was hoping you're gonna be like, your spirit. Oh!
He didn't have to struggle too much with Bruce. He didn't have to struggle that much. That's a hernia.
But that's still comedy gold. If somebody could like please make that work and just overdub it. Oh, your body. Maybe just freeze frame when he's lifting him.
Freeze frame.
You know? Hey, look, man, it was good catching up with you for a little bit. I don't know where we'll be by the time this episode ends. We might be in jail.
I think we'll be in the penitentiary.
But we wanted to expand
our
listenership.
We will be cellmates. We will rename the cast at that point.
Somebody told me I had to rename my podcast because I said I wasn't going to watch Black Adam. But seriously, it's just fiction, folks, so please don't cancel us. Or cancel us. We should hope to get canceled, right?
We should all hope, you know, that we can get canceled.
We want the podcast to be huge, even if it means some criminal charges.
If we have to be infamous.
Right.
That's what we have to be.
The infamous.
The infamous.
Right.
The Mobb Deep.
That's right.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises no one knows, eyes of the face lies the snake, and the sun in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer stains, neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, still the warm and tired friend. Times are gone for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven sent, hell away, and no one sings like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away your rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come, won't you come? Hang my head, drown my fear, till you all just disappear. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the black ocean. Won't you come and wash away rain? Black ocean, won't you come, won't you come? Black ocean, won't you come? Black ocean, won't you come? Black ocean, black ocean, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black ocean, won't you come?